Okay, today's daf is daf ches. So yesterday we were talking about the reason for aleh, why the aleh is coming to exclude the case of an ibum and tsaros and things of that sort, and erva. So the Gemara last said that there's this bemem atzinu, and we had this concept kahol ishri ishri. Once it's permitted for one thing, it can be permitted for multiple things. So the example was the case of Metzora and about carry on the Shmini, which is Erev Pesach. So once it pushes off that Isser, both Isserim, so to by Eishes Ach, that happens to be also Achos Isha, so whole of the Ishri would be permitted as well. That was this Svara. And Allah tells me that no, that case is going to be Asr nonetheless. If Achos Isha will be Asr. So the Gemara now says the last line of Zayin Mabez, Mi Dami Lidhula. Can you compare the case of a Metzora and a Keri to the case of a Eishes Ach, who's also an Achos Isha? Now here it gets a little bit confusing, both in the concepts and also the language of the Gemara here. So we just go slowly and understand what we're talking about here. So the Gemara says, Teinach, it makes sense, the case, Hecha de Nasa Mace. So the Mace we're talking about here is the brother. He got married when he was alive, obviously, but he ends up dying. So we're calling him the Mace. So Nasa Mace, if that brother is the one who gets married first, Vacharkach Nasa Chai, then afterwards his brother, who remained alive, gets married, and they're married to sisters now. Demigo de ishtari iser eishes ach. Once the yibum allows brother two, the chai, to marry his eish ach, the wife of his brother, because his brother died, ishtari nami iser achos isha. He's also allowed and knocks out the second level iser of his wife's sister. And the reason is because the iser eishes ach came before the Isser of Achos Isha. So once Yibam allows the Eishes Ach Isser, it knocks off the secondary Isser of Achos Isha. Just look at Rashi to just reiterate that point here. Rashi writes top line here, Tinach Hecha Denasa Meis Esa Isha Zutchila. That brother who ends up dying, he gets married first though. Venasas Eishes Ach Alzeh becomes his wife, is now the wife of the brother to the one who's alive, the single brother now. V'chakach Nasa Chai. Now the single brother who we're calling Chai, he gets married as Achos, so marries his brother's wife's sister. So now they're married sisters. The Nisosefes Isser Achos Isha Al Yivamto. Now, in addition to his brother's wife being Eishes Ach, it's now also the sister of his wife. It's a double Isser. Ukshemes Ach, when his brother dies below Banim, without children, Ishtari Isser Eishes Ach Hamukdim. So the Yibam knocks out the original Isser of Eishes Ach, and the whole Ishri, Nami Achos Isha Hamuchar, it also knocks off the second, the later Isser of Achos Isha. That's Kedula. So that all makes sense, that scenario would be allowed, and you need Aleha to teach me that we don't allow if it's a case of Achos Isha. However, the other scenarios that could be, the Gemara says, Ela three lines down, Ela Nasa Chai, if the brother, the one who ends up being alive, staying alive, if he gets married first, V'charkach nasa mace, and then the brother who ends up dying gets married second. So now it's reverse of the order of the Isurim. First, Isser Achos Isha Kadim. The first primary Isser is that they married sisters. And only secondary is the Isser of Eishes Ach. So this won't work, because we always look to what's the first Isser. If the first Isser is Eishes Ach, so that whole Ishri, it cannot go up the second one. But if the original Isser is Achos Isha, Yibam doesn't act of Achos Isha, and that would actually be also. You couldn't apply Hov Ishri Ishri. The Afilin, even in the first scenario that we had, Afil Nasa Meis Nami, even if it's a case where the brother who ends up dying, that brother gets married first, and the first Isser at play is the Isser of Eishes Ach. Even in that scenario, it's not so clear that you could say Hov the Ishri of Eishes Ach, it would also permit the Achos Isha Isser. Why not? Because Tinach, it makes sense, Hecha the Nasa Meis Umeis. If he gets married and then he dies, that brother dies, and only afterwards, Acharkach Nasachai, then the other brother marries his widow's, his sister-in-law's sister now, only then afterwards, then we can understand the whole issue. Why? Because the Chazi laid the Beni Beni. There was a moment in time, let's call Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gets married to a wife, and Reuven dies. So now Shimon, who's single, Shimon is right to his sister-in-law because of Yibam. And then he gets married to the sister. So here, since there was a moment of time where he's permitted to that sister-in-law, even though now he married the sister, still we could say, okay, hold the issue. There's a moment there was where he was chazi to her. He was permitted. But El, if it's a case where first Nasa Meis, Reuven marries his wife, V'lo Meis, he doesn't die. V'charkach Nasa Chai, now the live one, the Shimon, he marries the sister. So now they're both alive, they're married to sisters. Lo ichse klau. Now, Shimon was never permitted to the Eishes Ach, because Reuven hadn't died yet. He married the sister, the wife, his sister-in-law's sister, Achuzisha. So there's no moment where it's permitted. So maybe you wouldn't apply Hove Ishri unless there was a moment in time where Shimon was permitted to marry his Eish's Ach. Mila Modi Ula, will Ula not agree to the following scenario? Shimra Keri Bileel Shemini. Let's say the night of the eighth day. We know the case if on the eighth day itself, Bayom, where the Mitzvah is right to bring, is the final day, and then he gets a Baal Keri, we said, well, since it's permitted Lagabi Mitzvah, it's permitted Lagabi the Keri. But if he saw the Keri Balaila, Leo Shemini, would Ula not admit, She'ein Machnis Yodav Lebahonos? That in that case, the Mitzvah couldn't put his fingers in the Azara to have the blood put on them. Shlo Yotze B'shashi Ruya Lahavi Minakarbam. There is no moment where the Mitzvah is allowed to. Meaning if the Mitzvah was on the eighth day, he was a Mitzvah, he was allowed to go put his hands in. He became a Baal Keri later on during the day. So once it's a letter, it was a heter Mitzvah, it cannot go for the Keri as well. But at nighttime, where Mitzvah is not right to go to the base of Mikdash at nighttime yet, so if he saw a Keri at nighttime, since there was never a moment of heter for the Mitzvah to go in, it can't knock off the Keri either. Here as well, if there's no moment where Reuven married first Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah, there was never a moment where Shimon was allowed to marry Rachel, we can't apply Hove Ishri. So we don't need those cases here. So that's, again, very confusing cases. You get a little taste of Yivamos. Ella, the Gemara concludes, you're right. There is only one scenario where you really need Alea is the following. Ela ki itzirich Alea, hecha de nasa meis, u meis, v'charkach nasa chai. So this is the one area, the one instance where you do need the pasuk Alea. Meaning when there are two arayos, that's certainly usher. There's no reason that you can't buy whole of the ishri. But if it's a case where the meis gets married, and then meis dies. So now Shimon is roy to marry the amana, the sister-in-law. But then Shimon decides to marry her sister. So now, since he was permitted at one point to his sister-in-law, that will knock off the Achaz Isha Isser as well. So Kamashman Allah, no, we don't allow you to marry this case since there is now a second Isser of Achaz Isha. And that's the point, that's the purpose, that's the function of Allah. Okay, a bit confusing. The rest of the daf is not as confusing. Now the Gemara says, Ibai Zema. Maybe there's a whole other reason why you need the word Allah, and it's the following reason. Ibai's Ema, Asya Behekesha. There's a Hekesha of Rebbe Yonah. Dam Rebbe Yonah. V'yisayim others say Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua. Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, Pasuk's found in Achrei Mos Kedoshim. One of them says, Ki Ka Asher Yaseh Mekal Toevos Ha'ela V'nichrasu. That all these Toevos, I think it's the end of Parsha Achrei Mos, all these Toevos, all their Ayos, all of them are V'nichrasu. The fact that Pasuk puts them together, it's Makish them all together. Hukshu Kol Arayos Kulon L'Eishes Ach. They're all connected to the Eishes Ach, which means Ma Eishes Ach Sharia Af Kol Arayos Nami Sharia. I would have thought, just like Yibam overrides the Isser Erva of an Eishes Ach, he can marry the Eishes Ach if the brother dies, so too there's a Havamina through the Tekesh that he can marry any of the Arayos as well will be permitted in the Makom of a Yib, Makom Mitzvah Yibam. So for that reason, Kasa Rachmana, Aleha, only her. It's only allowed for the Eishes Ach, but the Mitzvah Yibam does not override any of the other Isurim of Erva. So Amalei Rav Acha Midifti, the Ravina, Michti, let's understand this for a moment. Kol Arayos Ikala Kushune Eishes Ach. Every type, all the Arayos can make to the Hekesh, you could put it in the corner of Eishes Ach and be Matir. At the same time, Ikala Kushune Lachos Isha. You could also compare it to an Achos Isha, which is Aser. So why are you comparing it? My chazis dakshish la'achos isha akshin le'eshes ach. So what's the reason? I skipped a line there. One second. Ika lakshin le'eshes ach. Ika lakshin le'achos isha. My chazis dakshish la'achos isha akshin le'eshes ach. So why are we comparing all arayos to an achos isha, which we know is going to be usher in this case? Why not compare it to an eshes ach and say that it should be permitted? We have two types of arayos to compare in the case of Yibum. And so the Gemara answers, Ibai's Ema, one suggestion is, because of the Kula of Lechumra Makshinan, when you have an option of going Lekula, another option of going Lechumra, we're going to go Lechumra in this particular instance, it's an Isser Deraisa, and therefore we're going to be Machmir and say it's Aser, like Achos Isha. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Ibai's Ema, Hacha Trei Isurei, Hacha Trei Isurei, V'Trei Mitrei Yafinan. So because the normal Arayos, they're two Isurim. Let's say the brother's married to a daughter. So the brother's married to a sister. So there's two arayos. One is Eish Ach, and one is Bito. Or Eish Ach and Ima. Whatever the case is, there's two Isurim. So we're more likely to compare those two Isurim to two Isurim of Achaz Isha, which Achaz Isha plus Eish Ach. But to compare a case of other arayos to only where there's an erev on Eish Acha, that's the only Isser at play. But in Eish Acha, just one Isser Erva, you can't learn an instance of two Arayos from an instance of one Arayos, and they're one Erva, and for that reason, we compare it to the Achaz Isha and say it's Aser, Yibam's Aser in the case of two Arayos. Okay, so that's the whole Pshat according to another suggestion. So Nagwar now says, Rav Amar Erva Lo Tzricha Kra. The truth is, you don't need a pasuk to tell me Erva is Aser. Of course, if the Eish Ach is one of their Arayos, certainly it's going to be Aser. If it's a daughter, if it's a mother, whatever the case is, it's certainly going to be Aser. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that's Aser. That's obvious. That's not what Allah is coming to teach me. Because Erva Lo Tzricha Kra. Z'ein Aseh Docha Lo Tzricha Sheish Bo Karis. Because an Aseh of Yibum cannot override a Lo Tzricha Sheish Bo Karis. And since we're dealing with Karis, Erva, it certainly will be Aser. So Ki Tzricha Kra, when do you need a pasuk of Aleh? L'meser Tzara. To Aser the Tzara. We have the first mission of the Masechta that not only if the Eish Ach is one of their Raos is an Aser, but all the Tzaras, all the multiple wives that that brother might have. So if the brother's married to one's daughter, and also married to some other non-relatives, just like the brother now, after his brother dies, is usher to his daughter, he's also usher to all the tzaros, even though there's no relationship to the tzaros. So that's what we're coming to tell me, based on the pasuk of Aleha, that there all these all the tzaros are usher as well. The Gemara says, the erva lo tzricha kra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if the Eish Ach is an erva, it's usher, that's obvious. V'ha, doesn't the Baisa say Tanya? Ainli Elahi, I only know that Erva's Aser, Mishum Terasa, Ainli Elahi, rather. So it sounds like I only have the drasha to tell me that the Erva, how do I know Tzara? So that Bryson implies that the Pasuk is telling me that Erva's Aser. And where it says no, Mishum Terasa. Even though the Bryson formulates it as if we're saying, I only know the drasha applies to Erva, the drasha doesn't really apply to Erva. Just setting up the stage here to lead to the drasha applying to Tzara. But it was already obvious, it was intuitive, that the Erva is Aser. If the Eish Ach happens to be one of the Arayos, it certainly is Aser. You don't need a Pasuk. But doesn't another Baisa say, Hakatani, Ainli Elahain, I only know the Arayos themselves. How do I know the Tzaros? That too is Mishim Tzarosem. It's just leading into how do I know the source applies to the Tzaros. But at the end of the day, you don't need a Raya that Erva is Aser. Through Yibam, it certainly is going to be Aser. So the whole point of these Joshua's is simply to tell me that the Tzaros are the ones that are Aser. So now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tashma. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe teaches me, says, V'lokcham the Pasuk. So making a drasha, the Pasuk by Yibam, I read the whole Pasuk, it says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachda, when two brothers are living together at the same time, U'meis Echamem U'ben Ein Lo, one dies without children, Lo Siet Eishas Hameis, Hachuta Lisha Zar, Yivama Yavo Aleha, U'lekacha Lo Lisha Yimma. So that word Yivama, that hey is a mapike, which really should be Yivama, Yavama Osa. And he performs Yibam to her. And Lakha is also Lakach Osa. So of course he's doing Yibam to her. Of course he's doing Lakach to her. What's the extra Yivamah? Lakachal. It's unnecessary there. It's superfluous. So the Gemara makes a drasha V'lakach, but yet it says V'lakcha. It says V'yabam V'yivamah. So what's the need? Lesser Tsaros V'arayos. So the Gemara makes a drasha. We need a double lashon here, lakach v'lakcha, yavam yavma, to teach me that not only is the tzara's aser, but the arayos are also aser. Meaning, we are using a pasuk, we are using a drasha to tell me arayos are aser. If the Eish Ach is one of the arayos, it would be aser. So that's a question, because we just said before, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the arayos are aser, even through Yibum. So Gemara says, no. Ema le'esor tzaros sharayos. No, we're not bringing me a source that an erva is aser through Yibam. That's obvious. It's telling me a tzara of an erva, meaning if the brother, the wife, one of them is arayos, not only is she aser, which is obvious, but all the tzaros are also aser through the drasha of lakha v'yivama. The Gemara Yibma. So then the Gemara says, v'hatre kray kanasiv lei, but doesn't it bring two different psukim? V'lakha v'lakha and yavam yivma. That's two different drashas. One is for arayos, one is for tzaros, is it not? My lav chal la erva v'chal la tzara. So we do need a pasuk to tell me erva's aser. But it says lo. Idi v'idi la tzara. They both tell me that about a tzara. But chad l'meser tzara b'makom mitzvah v'chad l'mishrei tzara shal b'makom mitzvah. One's telling me that a tzara is aser in the case of a mitzvah. Meaning, if there's a situation of yibum and one of the wives is an erva, so just like the yibum can't marry the erva, he can't marry the tzaras as well. But if there's not an instance of Yibum, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum here, so then it would be allowed. It would be permitted, Shalva Makom Mitzvah. What does that mean? Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, V'chad l'mishrei tzaras irva Shoba Malka Mitzvah. Miri boy the Kra, Yisera, the extra pasuk or the extra letter, the Yivama, the Rashina Hachi, Vimakom Yivma, who Damina Lacha Miuta, Vlacha Miuta Tzara. Tal excludes me, excludes a Tzara, meaning. About when you marry, when it comes to Yibum, not only cannot marry the Erva, but also you can't marry the Tzara. However, that's only Makom Yibum. Aval says Rashi Shalom Makom Yibum. If there's no instance of Yibum, Kigon Tzaras Bito Me Nachri Sharia. So let's say Reuven's daughter is married to some non-relative, Levi. That's not related to Reuven at all. Levi's married to Reuven's daughter. And he's married to another girl as well. Levi dies, so Reuven is allowed to marry Tzaras Bito. There's no mitzvah yibum there. It happens to be Levi died married to his daughter, but there's another co-wife that he had. He can marry the co-wife of his daughter. It's only when there's a mitzvah yibum is he asked to marry not only his daughter, obviously, but even the Tzara. But when there's no mitzvah yibum, because it's not his brother, it's just a non-relative, he can marry the Tzara's yibum. So that's what we learn from these two words. One is Tzara's aser b'makom mitzvah, but Tzara is mutter shelo b'makom mitzvah. That's the drush. So my time, and what's the reason, says the Gemara? The Yavam Yibama, that says, Pasuk Yivama, that B'makom Yibum Hu De'asira Tzara. Only in the case of Yibum, only in the context of Yibum, is there an Isser of Tzara. Shelo B'makom Yibum, if there's not Yibum, Sharia Tzara. That's the basic drasha. That's why one can marry the Tzara of an Erva if it's not in the case of Yibum. So Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also very precise in that the Erva, Rashi says, that Arayos don't need a Pasuk. Of course, if the Eishes Ach is an erva, obviously it's aser. You don't need a drasha. How is the Mishnah very precise? Because it says the katani chamesha srei nashim potros tzarosem. 15 women exempt their co-wives from yibum and chalitza. Ve'ilu, but doesn't say poturos upotros. If the drasha tell me that not only are the arayos pater, but also the tzaros are pater, it should have said they're poturos and they're also pater the others. But lo katani doesn't say that shma amina because of course their arayos are pater. That's obvious. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell me, and the pasuk doesn't have to tell me. The whole chiddush of the Mishnah, the chiddush of the pasuk is that the erva is poter the tzaros, and that's consistent and that supports Rava's understanding that the pasuk tell me about the tzara and not about the erva. Now the Gemara asks a very important question. What was the reason why the erva, if an eish ach is an erva, it doesn't need a pasuk to exempt her? Because the ein ase doche lo sase sheish bakaris. That's the klal. Ase cannot override a lo sase that has a karis. Along the same lines, tzara nami lo tibaikra. The tzara of an erva shouldn't require pasuk either, because the same svara mishum the ein ase doche lo sase sheish bakaris. A tzara's erva is also an instance of a of Karis. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Tzara Nami Lo Tibai. The Tzara also doesn't need a pasuk, because Aleh Kra L'Drasha, you don't need Aleh to tell me that case. De'ein Ase Docha Lo Sase Sheish B'Karis. D'chsev Litzror. It says by Achos Ishto, by the sister, bearing two sisters, to the word Litzror. D'mashbro Lo Achos Isha V'Lo Tzara. You can't marry the sister of your wife, nor any other Tzara. You can't marry either. Be Aser V'Ksev Karis B'Sof Harayos. So that would be Aser as well. Tzara is also, Tzara's Erva would be Aser Midin Karis. So that's also an obvious point. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that that case is Aser. It's the same exact Svara of why an Erva is Aser. So Amar Le Rav Acha Bar Bibi Mar Le Ravina Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Mishmei the Rava. Tzara Nami Lo Tzachra. You're right. A Tzara's Erva doesn't require pasuk. That's also obvious. Just like the Erva is Aser Midin Karis, Tzara's Erva is also Midin Karis. That's all obvious. When do you need a pasuk? Ki itzrech kras, says the Gemara, going on to the base now, is lemishre tzara shloba makom mitzvah. We need a pasuk to tell me when it's permitted. When can you marry tzara's erva when there is no mitzvah vibum? So example was, when Reuven's a non-relative married Reuven's daughter and another co-wife, and then that Levi dies, Reuven can marry the co-wife of his daughter because that's not a case of yibum. So that's the drasha. Lemishre tzara shloba makom mitzvah. My time, and what's the svar? What's the reason? What's the drasha? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Aleha b'makom alehu dasira shloba makom alehu sharia. The pasuk says, there are two alehas here. It says aleha by yibum, yava aleha. It says aleha by lit by tzaros, by litzur. It says the pasuk that isha elachosa lo sikach litzur legalos ervasa aleha b'chayeha. So litzur is only asher be'aleha. When there's aleha, which is a word of yibum word. So when there's aleha, that's when litzur is aser. That's when tzara's erva is aser. When it's not a case of aleha, when it's not a case of yibum, there's no mitzvah, then a tzara would actually be permitted. That's the drasha.
So Gemara now says three lines down here. Amar le Rami bar Chama le Rava, Ema Erva Gufa. Very strange Havamina. Maybe Erva Gufa, Shlomo Makom Mitzah, Tishri. So you know what? We have now that an Erva is certainly also in the case of Yibam. But maybe if there's no case of Yibam, we should allow one to marry an Erva, which is very strange Havamina. Just like we have Tsaros Erva is also by Yibam, by Makom Mitzah. But if there's no Makom Mitzah, Tsaros Erva is allowed. So maybe the Erva itself, which should only be also by Makom Yibam. But if there's no Yibam, if it's not Makom Mitzah, maybe the Erva should be permitted, which is a strange Havamina. And Gemara says, V'lav kal v'chomerhu, is it not obvious that an Erva would be Aser? B'makom mitzvah asira, if there's a case of mitzvah, even though there's an urgency to perform mitzvah, and yet we still Aser the Erva, shlomo makom mitzvah sharia, would be allowed one to marry an Erva when there's no mitzvah, when there's no urgency, when there's no need to get married? Obviously, if it's Aser b'makom mitzvah, kal v'chomer it's Aser, shlomo makom mitzvah. So Gemara says, that's a very nice kal v'chomer, however, amrlei tzara tochiach. But I'll disprove this because the Tzara actually has that which is counterintuitive. But Malka Mitzvah is Aser, but for Shlomo Malka Mitzvah, it's actually Sharia. So just like that's the case, maybe Erva should also be only Aser for Malka Mitzvah and permitted Shlomo Malka Mitzvah. So Gemara says, interesting thought. However, there's a Pasuk, forget the Kavachomers and the Svaras, Amalei Alecha Amakra, to you I invoke the Pasuk, Bechayeha, Kol Shebechayeha, so long as she's alive. So the Pasuk says, I read the whole Pasuk again, Isha lachosa lo sikach, litzura legalos ervasa, alea bechaya. So long as she's alive, it's aser. That's the pasuk. So what's it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that an erva of an achos isha is aser across the board. Aser bein b'makom mitzvah, bein shel b'makom mitzvah. So although a tsaras erva is allowed, shel b'makom mitzvah, the word bechaya, even though it's the same pasuk, but bechaya is only going on the isha. Again, the pasuk says isha achosa, it also says litzura. But the pasuk at the end, which says b'chayeha, on her life, that's only qualifying isha achosa. Meaning, so long as the wife is alive, one cannot marry the sister. Bein demakom mitzvah, bein shlomo makom mitzvah. And don't bring me a svara from tzaras erva that's allowed shlomo makom mitzvah. It's very confusing. Hopefully you're following somewhat here. So Gemara's fine. So that's the answer. So Gemara says, wait a second. Kosh b'chayeha. Fine. Gemara now says, hi b'chayeha mi b'alei l'mutei. So wait a second. This word b'chayeha cannot come to tell me the drasha that an erva is aser b'makom mitzvah and shel b'makom mitzvah, because the word b'chayeh is needed for a different drasha. What drasha is it needed for? It's needed for the following. B'chayeh mi b'aylei l'mutei la'achar misa, to tell me that only when the wife is alive you can't marry her sister, but if the wife dies then you're allowed to marry the sister. That's what b'chayeh is telling me, not to tell me shel b'makom mitzvah and b'makom mitzvah. Have you notice tell me that only when she's alive is it aser? L'mutei la'achar misa d'ha'hi. So Gemara said, no. Hahi, that's learned from Mivi Isha Alachosa Nafka. That tells me that only when the wife is alive may one not marry the sister. But I said, no. Imiva Isha Alachosa. And had we had pause, I would have thought Havamina Niskar Shasharia. If one divorced his wife, he can marry the wife's ex wife's sister. Tamlo Bechaya. So long as the wife and ex wife are alive, you can't marry a sister. So tell me, Kosh Bechaya, the Alpha Gab, the Niskar Shalom. Even if one divorced his wife, he still may not marry the sister, and that's what it's needed for. Either way, it's not available b'chayeh to teach me that that erva is aser b'makom mitzvah and even shlomo makom mitzvah. How do we know it's aser? So Gemara says you're right. Ella Amar Rav Huna bar Tachlifa Mishmei Dirava Trei Krai Ksiva, the two pesukim. Kasev it says Kasev Isha Alachosa Lo Sigach Litzur Uksiva Legalos Ervasa Dechad Mashma. It says one cannot marry his wife and wife's sister. And also, he can't legalis ervasa, her singular in the chada. One of them, it's aser. What does that even mean? Haketad, b'makom mitzvah shtei masuris. If there's a case of mitzvah, they're both aser, both the isha and achos are both aser. Shlomo makom mitzvah, when there's no makom mitzvah, he asura, only she, the erva itself is aser, but tsarasa mutar, but the tsar is mutar. So in this pasuk we have, it's referring to in the double and in the singular. So again, it says, isha achosa lo sikach litzur. That's Litzur, they're both Aser, the Erva and the Tzara. And then at the end, Legalis Ervasa, her Erva is Aser. Only the Erva itself is Aser, but the Tzara is Mutter. So when is the Tzara Aser, when is the Tzara Mutter? Must be that B'makom Mitzvah, Tzara is Aser, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, the Tzara is Mutter, but the Erva remains Aser, Bein B'makom Mitzvah, Bein Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, and we're not using the word B'chayeh as the Josh. So now the Gemara says, okay, Epach. Oh, no. I'm going to switch it around. Maybe the opposite should be obvious. Should be correct, rather. Ipachana, bimakol mitzvah hi asura, v'terasa mutaris. Maybe when there's a mitzvah yibam, that's when the erva should be asur, and the tara should be mutar. But shelo bimakol mitzvah, when there's no mitzvah, maybe shein asur, maybe both should be asur. Both the erva and the tara. So Gemara says, if that's the case, imkein, lo yomar aleh, what's aleh tell me? So it's a bit confusing. I'll say this outside first. But the Havamina is, b'makom mitzvah, more should be allowed. Right? Makom mitzvah, when there's urgency, more should be allowed. So I should allow a tzar b'makom mitzvah. And shalom b'makom mitzvah, they shall both be aser. But the word aleh, that drasha, switches everything on its head. It turns the svar around and say, no, even though intuitively you're right, aleh tells me it's the opposite. That tzara is aser b'makom mitzvah, but it's mutter shalom b'makom mitzvah. And that's just the drasha. So look at Rashi, who just says all this. Rashi writes, im kein lo yomar aleh. Did below aleh, had we not had the word aleh, nami kikashin lekra, when the psukim, the steer in the psukim, ahadade mishanina lo misara, I would have thought, hachi, heter le mitzvah, there should be heter in mitzvah, visura shlomo makom mitzvah. That would have been the svara, the initial thought. Hilkach aleh is coming lechadu, lechidushay asa the midrash. It's coming to add a chidish, to flip everything on its head, the tsur ulemesa tarva makom mitzvah, keirva, and to allow b'shalom makom mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So now, Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kana, Mimai, Dehai Aleh, Lisura, how do you know the word Aleh is coming to ask or something? Dilma, Lehatera, maybe it's coming to be mat or something, meaning what? Hachi Kamar, Rachmana. Isha El Achosa, Lo Sikach Litzura, Lo Hiva, Lo Tzarasa, Shalom Makom Mitzvah. That you can't marry her or the sister in the, if there's no mitzvah. Ababa Makom Aleh, Shem Mutesh, but maybe Aleh tells me that both are mutter. Maybe both the Erva and the Tsaras Erva should be mutter in the case of Aleh, in the case of Yibam. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case in Cain, so we're telling me that they're both Aser, Shalom Makom Mitzvah, and they're both mutter in the Makom Mitzvah. That's the Svar really. Im Cain, Legalis Erva, the Chada Hecha Mishkachasa. If you're telling me then the end of the pasuk, it says, one of them is Aser, the other is mutter, how are you going to establish that case? Because Iba Makom Mitzvah, Shem Mataris. If it's a case of Mitzvah, you just suggested they're both mutter. Ishlob Makom Mitzvah, if there's no Mitzvah, you suggested Shem Aser, they're both Aser. How do you have a scenario where one's Aser, one's mutter, so that can't be the suggestion, and therefore the suggestion is like we said earlier. Very, very challenging. That's the end of this piece of Gemara. Okay, let's go by tonight. Everyone's okay a little bit? Okay, you see why people drop out of Yivamos. This is not even considered hard relative to what we're coming going to see the next few months. Okay. Gemara says, now Gufa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe quotes the pasuk V'lokach V'lokacha, and says, V'yabam Yivama. So, what Yivma? So, Lesser Tsaros V'Arayos. So, it comes to Aser, both Tsaros and Arayos. So, Gemara says, wait, so that's what he thinks the pasuk is coming to tell me, that both Erva and the Tsar is Aser. So, asks Gemara two questions. Mide tzaras k'siva hacha. Firstly, doesn't say the word tzara here in the pasuk by Yibam. How do you know it's referring to tzara? And secondly, v'od tzaros militzur nafka. We already learned from Daf Gimel that litzur, the pasuk we've been talking about earlier, that's the source that tzaras erva's aser. So how come he has to have a second pasuk? Number one, a different pasuk. Number two is it doesn't say tzara in the pasuk here at all. How does he know it's referring to tzara? That's a double question against Rebbe. So Gemara says Rebbe lichter b'shimon tzara. Mafikle Rebbe lichter b'shimon. So he says in terms of the concept of tzaros in general, he learns the word litzur, a different drasha like Rebbe Shimon. Who's Rebbe Shimon? So a completely different drasha. Rashi quotes this here. I don't know if we have time to go through it, but a completely different topic here about Zika. You know, let's read this Rashi. Why not? It's going to give us a little flavor of Yivamos. Look at Rashi. Look at Rebbe Shimon. The Perek Dalad Achim, the Gemara Daf Chavches, Gimel Achim Shnayim had three brothers. Shnayim hen Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Two of them married two sisters. Oh, Isha Bita, or the mother and a daughter. Let's ignore the second case. Let's assume it's a case of three brothers. Two brothers married two sisters. Umesu. Now the two brothers died. Now the two sisters are zakuk to the third brother now. V'naflu l'fnei shlishi. They fell to the third brother. So now he's got two yibum cases who are sisters. Harei elu chalitzas v'lo misyabmos. Now the din is he has to perform chalitza to them and not yibum. Why? L'fi sheshteyem zukukos lo mikudushe sheni shnei achiv. Because these two sisters are now connected to the third brother because they're married to his brothers. V'zika have a k'tsas kedushim. Zika is a partial kedushin according to Rashi's understanding. V'miyabim chada minayu. If he does yibam to one of the sisters, kanasav achos zukukaso. He's now marrying his sister, the sister of another zakuk, another two sisters now in essence. Because he's married, the death connects him to two sisters. He's somewhat married to them now.
When he does Yibam to one, he's in essence now marrying two sisters, which is a problem. He can marry two sisters. Now he's marrying two sisters, which is Aser. But Chalitza is allowed. So he doesn't do Yibam because that's a type of Iser now, Erva. Aval Chalitza, but he needs to do Chalitza. Why? Delo Olim Lemeve Kachos Isha Mamish. Lifater Mbloklun. He's not really married to them. Had he been really been married to them, nothing would be chal. You can't marry two sisters. So he's partially married. So he's partially married in that he needs chalitza. But he's partially married in that he can't do kedushin because if he does kedushin to one, he's now marrying the sister of the other one he's connected to. But at the same time, he's not exempt from chalitza because it's not a full kedushin. The Tanya, that's all the Tanya Kama. And therefore, chalitza is done according to the Tanya Kama. But Tanya Bebraisa, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Bishan, he says, Mnechalitza Menayibu. He says, you don't do anything to these two sisters. Why? V'yalv taima militzror, b'shah shenasa tzara zulazu, kikon hacha, when they become sisters, dinasa achayot tzara zulazu. They're both married to the same person now, b'zika, lo yelacha lekuchen afi b'achad men. You can't, there's no kedushin at all. I mean, there's no zik here. He's not connected. And therefore, they're completely exempt from Yibam and Chalitza, and that's why you use the word Litzura. Nothing to do with Tzara's Erva. Completely different topic here. That's what Rabbi Shimon does with the word Litzura. So now, if Litzura isn't used for Tzara's Erva, now Rabbi, therefore, has to use a pasuk of Lakach Yimma to tell me that Tzara's Erva is Aser. I'm not sure if it...
I think we have 20 blocks.
Yeah, we have 20 blocks to worry about that. Fair enough. So now the Gemara says, so now that we established he needs a pasuk a drasha for Tzar's erva because he can't use litzror. So now the Gemara says, now how could this pasuk of v'lacha v'yivama tell me this? So the Gemara says as follows. One second, tzar hacha ksiv doesn't say tzara in the context of yibum, doesn't say tzara anywhere here. Hachin kamar im kain lemakra v'lakach. The pasuk should really say lakach. My, what did it say? Ulakacha, kolhecha dika trei lekuchin. Whenever you marry lekacha means you marry her as opposed to the other one. Meaning if both are options, the Gemara makes a drasha. Di bai nasiv hai, di bai nasiv hai shaya. If both women are potential candidates for you to marry, then yibam's allowed. Meaning neither one of them are rivals. Vilo, if you can't marry both of them, ilo tervayu. I assume if you can't marry both of them, even though one you can, but if the other one is an erva. So once you can't marry one, memela the one becomes aser as well. That's the source he has of tzara. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, imkein lehai lekacha legufay hudasa neimakra lokach. My lekacha the mashra deshaim nafulo meachiv. Two wives felt him from his brother. Amrachmana lekachot lachas marry one v'lo l'shem, but don't marry both of them. Implying you can marry both of them, either one. Don't marry both of them at the same time. Ikarina lekacha. I mean, now, if both women, you can marry her or marry her, Sharon, then it's allowed. I mean, now, either one's allowed. A low karin lekacha, if you can't apply lekacha to both women, because one's an erva, and that if one is aser, the other is aser, and therefore tzara is learned from this pasuk. That's how he knows. Even though it doesn't say tzara, that's the implication of the pasuk. Now the Gemara says further, what does he do with the pasuk of the word of Yivama? What does he do with that? B'makum yibum hu da'asira. Tzara, only in the case of Yibum, is a Tzara Aser, Tzara's Erva's Aser, but Shaloba Makum Yibum Sharia Tzara, then Tzara will be permitted if there's no case Yibum, like we said above. Now, Rabbanim, Hai Lakacha, Mai Avdile. Now, they don't need to Josh Lakacha for Tzara. They know Tzara from Litzur. So, what do they do with the positive Lakacha? So, Mibar Lei Lichad Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina, Dam Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina, Ulakacha, Milamed, Shemigarsha Beget, Umachzira. Meaning, once a person performs Yibam with the sister-in-law, she becomes a full-fledged wife. And that means many halachas. Means he could divorce her with a get. He doesn't need chalitza anymore. Chalitza was initially. But once they get married, full-fledged wife, you want to get divorced? The din is, you have to give her a get. Furthermore, if you divorce her, you could also remarry her. Because there may have been a havamin, Rashi says, maybe they had to marry a sister-in-law. It's only the initial mitzvah Yibam. But once you marry her and divorce her, you need Yibum again. That's already passed. It's done. No, once you married her, everything's gone, and you can remarry her if you wanted as well. And what does he do with the Pasuk, Rabban, with the Pasuk of, when it says, Yivama? Al Karcha, you can marry her, do Yibum against her will. Against her will, that's allowed. That's what he does with the drashas of, and these Pasuk, these Psukim. Now, Rebbe, what does he do? Rebbe Yossi Brachanin, how does he learn this concept of, that Megarsha beget Machzira, that she becomes a full-fledged wife after Yibam. Mi le'isha nafka, that the pasuk is le'isha, It says the lekacha lo liisha. Isha means she's a full-fledged wife. I mean, if you want a divorce now, you need to get not a chalitza. You want a divorce and remarry her? Remarry her. That's all from that pasuk. The word isha. Now, how about al karcha? How does you know the word al karcha that you could do yibam against her will? It says the pasuk mi yivama that yivama yivala that against her will nafka. That's allowed. So we're going to stop here now because the Gemara is going to continue deep in the next stuff. But I'm not going to even recap this one. Everyone have a wonderful day.